A devotion for Tuesday of Holy Week.
When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. John 19, verses 26 through 27. 33 years before this day, an elderly prophet held this same Jesus in his arms and spoke Spirit-given words to his mother, "And a sword will pierce your own soul too." If Mary ever wondered what those words meant, certainly her question stopped as she watched her boy, split-lipped, puffy-eyed, blood-masked, and dying on a cross. Right in front of her eyes, they tossed dice at Jesus' feet, thrust a sponge in his face, and plunged a spear into his side. Could there be any worse pain for a mother than watching her son give up his life? Could there be any worse knowledge than that his death was the price paid for her sins? For 6 hours, Jesus hung on the cross. For 6 hours, he endured the mocking of the soldiers, the pain of his wounds, and the exhaustion of his dying body. But he didn't simply hang there as God for this world, as the Christ, the King of the Jews, or the leader of the disciples. He hung there as a son, and he hung there as a friend. As great as Mary's love for her son Jesus was, Jesus' love for her was even greater. He was her perfect, loving, and obedient son until the end. Isn't it astounding? As Jesus was suffering hell on the cross, being crushed for the sins of the entire human race throughout the history of the world, his thought was for the individual, "Who will care for my mother now?" Jesus cares for each one, one at a time. Even in his greatest pain, Jesus was filled with love for his mother, filled with love for his disciple, filled with love also for you. Can you see how much he loves you? We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm amazed at the love you showed this world, even at the cross. I'm amazed that your thoughts were never for yourself, but only for others. Forgive me for the times I think you have forgotten about me and my pain. Help me believe that your love now counts as my own. Help me to love others with that same love. Amen.